Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Harris. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Shano Collins. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Pittenger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rip Collins. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. And now, play ball. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards short. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Burns reaches second base with a double. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mostill. Harris reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulligan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulligan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is called out on strikes. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a fly ball into right field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoski hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pratt is hit by the pitch. Chanot Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pratt. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan is hit by the pitch. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Mulligan moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Mulligan moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulligan scores. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Rule and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0 for 1 in the game. Pittenger bunts towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to third. Two outs. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 1 in the game. McClellan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoski moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Burns reaches second base with a double. Minoski scores. O'Rourke goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely catches it and throws to second to double up Burns. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pratt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mulligan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulligan moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0 for 1 in the game. Pittenger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rule hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Rule reaches second base with a double. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Minoski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 2 in the game. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Burns reaches second base with a double. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burns moves to third. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mulligan moves to third. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mulligan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Collins steals second. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mostill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0-for-2 in the game. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulligan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rule hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-3 in the game. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive towards short. O'Rourke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.